This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Hain and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Loose lips, six ships, back to back, beast this, pump bus, hit this, y'all just whipping big hits, slide through in my zim zim, big tick, no click click, now I ain't a duck with tick tick.
It's six figure music, baby.
Yeah, zoom off, get food wash, flipping pattern new spots, said you had a new plug, cats said that your food's washed. Nightmares if I go K, your chef feel like a gourmet. Yeah. On your block or hallway, cast something in your doorway. Free bitches, foreplay. Now I'm feeling horny. What chocolate, what saucy? Not a teller, don't call me. I'm sure they can't enjoy me. I'm sure like I'm from Jordan. I'm saucy, she try force me. Missing the boy.
Saucy.
Whip till it biscuit. Mask off like I'm Future. Mask on Stanley Ipkiss. Throw out packs, discus. Louis Runners Fitness. I make white girls double up. Olsen twins, they sisters. I am the sauce, I'm the marinade. Diamonds ambush the stones, they a barricade. All of these turrets and turrets in the rose gold look like a carricade. Still hit a man down with my 45. When it's spit on the road, make my shorty drive. Mel B and I'm a banter. But today I'll be rolling with sporty spice. I get the flick on the Lolo. If I hold the L, it be promo. If you heard the price that I get it for, you would think my plug is Lobos. Yokozuna, that be Yoko. Drop down and jump like a pogo. I want them M's like my logo. Give out 18.5 as they photo.
I don't trust nothing again. I'm at ghost for the sum again. I'm at sin and running for them. And any funny shit, fast shot, I'm running for them. Cause it's a crazy world. Full of pagans, crazy girls. But I ain't complaining, it pays me well. Plugged in with 60, comes in with bricks. I won't break the skip goal. Fell to the bottom and I bounced back. All of my man, I'm a vouch that. Man too wicked, but I doubt that. I was outside, you was out back. I ain't been about that, I'm still about that. Don't ask where I've been, I've been in my trap. Pissed off, got a bed hit on my gaff. Man took a loss, but I'll make it right back. That's just the game I'm in. Man might crash in the lane I'm in. Airs why I ain't the same as them. They might lie on songs, I put pain on them. Baby boys, I might make them men. Off the top, I don't rate the pen. They ain't hot, cause I'll rain on them. They try to rain on me, I put flames on them.
Sauce.
a story of famous dog. But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs.
One George Clinton. It's hump day. We are your hump day helpers, your Wednesday wisdom suppliers. I'm Michael Payne. Renzo Nottingham is in the house, and Sarah DeBunda is also in the house. And my headphones are sounding all a bit fucked up, like they usually do.
Mad one, but you know when you touch that headphone jack, mine went funny. Mine plugged in over here.
It's mad, isn't it?
The side of the desk.
Did it happen again?
Yeah.
What's happening to yours?
Every time he moves it, it goes off in one and statics in the other.
Yeah. Oh well. We've got a packed show. We've got Sean Ryder on the phone. That's the first one I'm going to introduce. And we've also got Newton Faulkner on the phone. Mm-hmm. Going to be speaking to both of them. Sean Ryder about his new album, and Newton Faulkner about his new haircut.
Yes, and new album. But the Black Grape album that Sean Ryder's coming to talk about, it's their first one in 20 years.
Damn.
Which is like, wow, that's a long, that makes me feel really old.
Yeah, no, it makes me, well, I'm 20 years old, so yeah, I would have been, maybe I was born the same time they released their last album.
Yeah. That's a funny. But you was a big fan when you came out straight away as a baby of
Kelly's Heroes. Well, it was a happy Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the ding? You put that in there for reasons like this.
I know. Natalie's not on the ball nowadays, is she?
Not on the ding.
Are you just too used to wit now?
I just, there's so many. I feel like I'll get like hand ache the amount of time I'll have to
press
it.
Repetitive motion syndrome. Yeah, is it repetitive motion syndrome?
Yeah, yeah. That'll do.
Hmm. Well, we've got those two legends on the phone. I've been lucky enough to work with Newton Faulkner on some music before, and I've seen him gig a couple of times as well, and he's great on both fronts. So it'll be, I'm very excited to talk to him on the phone and have a little catch up, talk to him about his new album. Must be his like 70th one by now. He's put out quite a few.
What, Newton Faulkner?
Yeah, yeah, he's put out a few.
He's not old enough to have 70 albums, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he would be if this was like the 70s. Back in the day, they used to wear so many albums.
They didn't have a break. They finish one straight into the next one. It wasn't like now you tour it for a year.
Yeah, yeah, but you're making so much money off the sales then compared so you have to tour it now because that's where you're making your money.
Very true.
I assume. I mean, I've never ever released an album, single. I've never toured.
Only time you've released an album is when your iCloud photos got leaked, right?
Oh, yeah.
The nudes.
Oh, they leaked. Yeah, they were leaked.
By you pressing send, you accidentally leaked.
The lighting was just fantastic that day. Do you know what I mean? I got all the angles right.
Golden hour.
Kept the face out. Could have been anyone.
We are also going to be playing one or two games now.
One today?
Just one. Mm-hmm. We've been rationed still. I like that. And we will be helping you with all your Wednesday wisdom and hump day help queries. They are exactly the same thing, really. And if you want to email us, you can. And you can do that by sending a message to hump@FUBAR Radio. And if you want to tweet to us, you can do the same thing by sending a tweet to @FUBAR Radio.
All right,
Simple as that. Do you know what I mean?
I nearly interrupted you then. I was ready to jump in and...
It's all good. Let's jump straight into a story, shall we?
Mm.
Yeah? Let's talk about this young woman from Canada who is expanding the porn industry through virtual reality. Her name's Tori Black, and she's a well-known porn star from Toronto. She poses naked in front of a small camera crew and a green screen. Do you want me to pose my vagina in any type of way? She will ask. Hold on, someone shouts from off stage. Can you spread your legs a little wider? The final product will perform in an adult video game where players can live out their sexual fantasies. Though Black doesn't perform anymore, she's still one of the most well-known names in the industry, and today she's freezing her 27-year-old self in time forever. Tori explains, I don't care what my avatar does, because my avatar isn't who I am. All the things that you want me to do that I decline, go ahead and have my avatar to do it for you.
My first question is, how do vaginas pose? When she asked, do you want me to pose my vagina?
I imagine it's
in
all
any
like,
way? Is it like over the shoulder? Vagina over the shoulder shot.
I reckon, is it pouting?
Yeah, the pouty vagina, the sassy vagina, the angry vagina. How did they pose? Well, you're a model. Name me some poses.
I don't really have names.
Well, the blue steel, yeah, for one.
Oh, blue steel your vagina. That's a pout, isn't it? Kind of squinting and pouting.
Yeah, it's smizing, I suppose.
Yeah.
The smizy vagina.
Can you not pose a vagina, though?
How will you pose? I mean, you mean the whole body or just the vagina? I don't know, like, how you can make it. Come on, make it smile more.
The word vagina is such a nice word.
It's quite nice.
Vagina.
I think it's the nicest word for a vagina.
Yeah.
And it's mad because there's so many euphemisms for it. But it's actually not a bad word at all.
It's
doesn't
not a
sound,
bad word.
It's not a bad word at all, but I mean, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Could be a name of somebody. My name's Vagina.
Hi, is it not already?
There's Regina.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
I don't know if I've ever met a vagina.
Virginia.
You ever met a vagina?
Well, I've met a few.
Yeah. Come face to face with a couple of vaginas in my time, yeah.
Were they friendly?
They don't bite, let's put it that way. Unless you've seen the film Teeth.
Oh, I have seen that film, yeah.
In which case they do.
I'm just not sure how that means by a pose, but you know what? If your vagina poses, then get in touch with the show.
Yeah, I don't know how... I don't know.
Did your penis pose? Do you have a posy penis?
Yeah, mine can stand up and...
Yeah, your penis has more chance of posing than a vagina.
Wink.
Yeah, it's got one eye on it, so... is it a blink if it's only got one eye?
No, yeah, can't be a wink, can it?
Also, I heard something earlier, Natalie was there when I heard this information, that virtual reality will be able to give amputees and people the opportunity to have limbs again, essentially, like play football. So in virtual reality, you'd have arms and legs, and you're just doing it with your brain and whatever, so you will be able to...
ski.
Quite taking having a human body.
I was watching the radio.
Wait, can I just apologise for what I said then? I didn't mean that. I said that all wrong. I said partaking having a human body. I meant partaking having all the limbs on
a complete
human body.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to. I'm sure our massive amputee listening contingent isn't offended.
Yeah, but if I just that was such a dick thing to say.
Well, I was listening to the radio the other day, and it was a really heartwarming story about a woman who had been very, very seriously brain damaged in a car crash 28 years ago or something like that. Mm. And she played her first recital with her friend, something like 28 years later,
wow.
Using playing a violin that she was controlling with her brain. It was incredible. I heard it, and even though I didn't see the woman, it was still very sort of heart-wrenching,
yeah.
Because you tell someone a sad story, and then you play this slow violin music, you know what I mean? It might not even have been the fucking music she was playing. I don't even know, but the shit was sad, you know?
Yeah, that's...
I can't even control my own limbs with my brain, never mind, so that is incredible.
Do you not think that it's a big... I don't know. If I was an amputee, you know, you'd have all your limbs and stuff, virtual reality. But then, as soon as you take off the headset or whatever, it's back to normal life. It's like those dreams when you win the lottery or you're rich as fuck, and then you wake up and you just hate everyone for a little bit.
But for a bit, I'd give that a go though. For a little, I'd be prepared to hate everybody for 75 million, which I just found out that Connor fellow got,
100
didn't
mil,
he?
Yeah.
100 mil.
100 million?
Yeah,
100 million.
Floyd Mayweather got 316 million.
I would be prepared to be boxed for 100 million.
Yeah, I'd have fought Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather at the exact same time for even a million.
Yeah, me
50
too.
Grand.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is just catch one bomb, they'd knock me out.
Yeah that's it.
You
know I mean? I'm trying to get myself knocked out as soon as I get in that ring.
You don't want to go the full rounds,
no,
do you?
Of course not. Not at all. I'd take one box and go down straight away.
Holding
the wrong side of my face.
Conor McGregor really fucking pulled the wool over the nation's eyes, though, didn't he? Fucking had you lot. All of you non-believers in Mayweather, he had you. Just convinced everyone who's not actually a boxing fan that he was the best in the world at boxing. Like, the best in the world. Not even came in there and went, yeah, I'd be good enough to be a professional boxer. And we would have all gone, oh, yeah, you probably are.
Mm.
He came and went, yeah, I'm the best in the world and I can beat the best in the world who's never been beaten by the other best in the world.
Yeah. He's the type of guy that will go into, like, into a big office building for like an internship and being interviewed by the CEO, and he's like, where do you see yourself in a year? And Conor McGregor would be like, in your chair and doing your job. Yeah, he's like, dude.
And then he'd be convinced that he would happen even though he's not qualified probably in any way.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, okay, you can take my job. Yeah, that's cool.
He shoots his shot and it worked. He literally just went straight into the top. He's like, I fancy a bit of boxing. How about the best boxer of all time? The best living boxer of all... In fact, the best boxer of all time.
But there's no point in going in there to get, like, a 10 mil paycheck. Do you know what I mean? There's no point... Because he's just going to get embarrassed for very little money that he's not... I mean, not very little, but compared to what he got paid and what he can do with the money. Whereas you can go in and get against Floyd Mayweather at the top, get a little bit more embarrassed, show yourself up, but... You know, you can wipe them tears away with $100 notes. He is absolutely fine now.
Yeah, his kids.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's fine. Everyone from now on who's called McGregor is just rich.
Yeah. Ewan's happy. Ewan's delighted.
Are there any other famous McGregors?
No, McGregor. Well, they probably are.
Just Conor and Ewan.
Just
Conor and his wife, Ewan.
The McGregor kids from the estate across from mine, they're absolutely fine now as well, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No more nicking off me.
Even people just called Gregor.
Gregory, anyone.
Yeah, Gregs are like, yeah, shit, how much is he going to fund?
Well, the bakers are well happy.
How much is he going to put into the company?
Those sausage rolls will keep coming for a few more years.
Caviar rolls now, baby.
Oh, yeah.
He's launched his own whiskey now as well.
Has he?
Yeah, the Notorious Whiskey.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Notorious Whiskey.
He's fucking great, though. Do you know what? Yeah, he's obviously a bellend. But business-wise, genius.
Yeah. Well, Hitler was a good businessman as well, though,
isn't it? Yeah, true.
Was he?
Well, yeah, probably.
And shared
business?
Similar views as well on stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So
Conor McGregor made a few racist remarks.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the lead up to the fight.
About Floyd.
Mm-hmm. What about black people in general? Floyd isn't his own race. What happens is Floyd's part of the black race.
No, but I didn't know like if he was making racist remarks about Floyd or whether a race in general.
Just being very ignorant. And
he's made three comments in total. One straight after the fight.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't even know he made one after the fight.
That one about... We were talking about it yesterday where he said he made Floyd fight like a Mexican.
Oh, yeah, and I just I don't even understand that.
Well, I don't know what that means.
No. Yeah, right, well, that's what I was figuring it. I was trying to figure out for ages. Racking my brains, going, is that a compliment or an insult?
Hold on, didn't he lose though as well? So he's saying about the person that beat him, he fought like a Mexican.
That's what I thought it might be a compliment.
So he was saying in the first few, his first thing he went, I made him fight like a Mexican tonight, don't I? It's like the first few rounds I had him and whatever. So I don't know if he was saying he was.
Has he never seen a Floyd Mayweather fight before?
No, he must not have done.
I don't think he has, because that's exactly what happens in Floyd Mayweather fights.
Yeah.
He makes you think you've got him and he just evades everything. And then takes you out when all your energy is spent.
Well, I mean, he made 100 million.
That's the thing. Mm. And even though you were saying, you know, he could have put himself through that embarrassment for a lowly figure like 10 million. Bro, 10 million will change my life.
He could have even won for 10 million, do you know what I mean? He could have gone against someone like Pauline Malignaggi, who's now retired and whatever, beat him and then gone, oh, I've got 10 million and I'm the best boxer in the world and carried on with that. But
he should have gone against David Haye. He should have started with like David Haye.
A different weight class.
Oh, yeah. Etmore. And then gone against David Haye. Is he lighter than David Haye? David Haye's massive.
David Haye's a heavyweight.
Yeah. So he should have just ate more and then gone against David Haye.
What if he fought a lightweight? He could win. Is Amir Khan a lightweight?
Amir Khan will be in the same weight class as what they fought at 154, I think it was. I think Floyd came in at 149. Connor came in at 153. But Connor can even fight at 170. He fought Nate Diaz at 170. So he can be fought.
Yeah.
So he could have. But Mayweather's got a glass chin. Amir Khan's got a glass chin.
Has he?
Yeah,
An actual glass chin.
Yeah. His chin's made out of glass.
I don't know what
survived
that means.
This horrific accident. I'll tell you what his face needs.
That's how cocky he is in the ring. That I'll never get hit. I'll even change my face to glass.
What?
You know what I mean?
What does that mean? A glass
it
chin.
It means that every time he gets hit on the chin, it knocks him out.
Oh, right. Well, I'd never heard that expression before.
Yeah, never heard glass jaw. Well, you wouldn't really, would you?
Have you ever seen the film Bugsy Malone?
Yeah.
So you
want to
be the boxer? Tell me just one thing. No. Don't you know about being a boxer? Your jaw's made of you've got glass for a chin. I don't even know the lyrics.
Only song I remember from Bugsy Malone is "Give a little love and it all comes back to you." La 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 la.
What a film! Sorry. My name is
the death metal version.
Anyway. Well, we got a little song.
Let's indeed, and I don't really know what advice we can give to Tory Black.
Well, it depends if the VR porn industry. Because at some point then, maybe someone who's just like, I will only have sex via VR porn with myself, whatever, I won't actually do real sex with people. But then virtual reality, I can't remember what that film was a few years ago. I think it was called Lawnmower Man or something, where it became like real and turned everyone a bit nuts.
Well, have you seen Demolition Man?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right.
Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone indulge
and
in some...
Snipes as well, no?
No, I don't think they have a threesome.
No, I think he's in. Oh, yeah.
It's just them two. She's like, do you want to have sex? And he's like, yeah, of course. And he starts getting naked. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, what else would I be doing? And then she just gets like this weird... Have you seen Demolition Man, Reese? So basically, it's not a spoiler. It's not, you know, it doesn't all kind of lead up to this one sexy.
We know when everyone tells me about a film, I go home and watch it straight away.
Yeah, it was probably out 25 years ago. So I think we can break the spoiler alert on this one.
And basically they have sex with headsets on. They have virtual reality sex. And it looks quite intense, to be fair. But there's no bodily contact or anything.
Oh. Hmm. A bit weird.
Yeah, very.
But that's how I do it. Tantric. You know what I mean?
It's trying not to nut for as long as possible for the guy, I think it is, for hours on end.
But there's bodily contact though.
Yeah. You can do stuff, but you at some point you will nut. Just that it's supposed to not be for a long time.
See, what I do is I just stare you in the eye and tantric wank. That's what I do.
God, that would be Not necessarily just you, just generally someone just staring at you.
Mainly me as well. Me doing that would be horrible.
Okay. Well, the next song I'm going to play is from a guest of the show last week.
Yeah, we had a lovely guest on the show last week, Matt O'Kine, stand-up comedian, award-winning stand-up comedian. Reese and I were lucky enough to go to his Soho Theatre show. I think it was his third one or something.
It was his last night at the Soho Theatre.
Yeah, no, but I mean, because he's been here before.
Oh, okay.
Here before. I think it was the third time he's had a run of shows at the Soho Theatre, if not then the second. And we actually sort of partied with him for a little bit after. Really, really nice guy. Super cool guy. But yeah, when he came in last week, he was telling us about his project, The Boilermakers. And so we're going to play one of the songs called Warning Signs from his Boilermakers project. Get in touch, man. You can email us, hump@foobarradio.com. Let us know what you think of the tune, or just send in your problems, or you can tweet to us at Foobar Radio. It is Foobar Radio. I'm Michael Payne. Renzel Nottingham and Sarah Debunda are also in the house.
Ayo. If this is the worst, then I'll go.
Everybody got a story like my kid. Vodka, soda, water, and lime kid. The heartbreak high kid, stars in my eyes kid. You'll be done rhymes on the side kid. Roll eyes where they rolling for wine, or smiles while they holding their guns. Yeah, yeah. So close, but your foes getting closer. See, I'm open to closure, I'm open, but how could you know if it's, how could you know at all? How could you know if this is the worst, if this is the worst? And how could you know if it's, how could you know at all? How could you know if this is the worst?
Little man, bad, bad, bad boy, I'm in it. All the things I never had, had, had. Oh, I get it. All the warning signs were there.
Warning signs were, warning signs were there.
All the friends we shared.
Yeah.
I'm so falling back.
Every scene in the hood, hey, hey. I'll buy 17 in the hood. Wash it down with some green in the hood, hey, hey. Mile high on a lifetime of loathing. I was blind doing all those things. I was spitting shit about rich kids and thickness and misfits on biscuits with wish lists. Half truths that I'm nearly a buff. Ask Google if I'm really in love. Had a way yet to fall in love. Yahoo, how to fall out of love. Like, what? I don't like who I was for a moment. I don't like who I was for a while. I don't like who I was for a moment. I don't like who I was for a while. It's bad, bad, bad boy, I'm in it. Things I never had, had, had. Boy, I get it. Warning signs were there. Warning signs were there.
All the friends we share.
And I wonder if we ever could make it, repaint it. But it's different each time that I'm back. Give me love, and I hate you when I'm in real life. But forgive you in the dreams I had. Let it go, through the lane where we used to drink Sundays. Down the road from the drugs, the dreams, the past. The street with a copy of the Banksy and 23 Eskies and Parks. No, I got beats in my head, huh? And there's blood in my veins, and it feeds all this pain in my lungs. The world's flat and it's fucked. The sun make it easy to see all the dust. Give it up, pay tax, get a little bit of racism. Pay tax, get a little bit of love. Pay tax, claim fuck all the haters and fade it to dusk.
Then I'm bad, bad, bad boy. I'm in it. All the things I never had, had, had. Oh, I get it. All the warning signs were there.
All the warning signs were there.
All the friends we shared. If this is the worst, then I'm
thank you.
feel like it's easier or even harder now to grow up under the spotlight?
All right, Parkinson. That's a really good question.
I'm just interested.
No, no. If you look at the Drew Barrymores and the Michael Jacksons, I think back then it was more like, you're a kid, but we're just going to let you party with people that are adults, and therefore drugs and alcohol were a bit more of a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine being famous at even 18. I was really annoying. I was so annoying. What about you? Were you really annoying as well? You were just sort of like emo.
Just a cool guy, really.
I don't think you were, because I've seen your passport photo.
That guy had a lot of fun.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nossa.
From 4 p.m, FUBAR Radio.
Right. We're back. We've got a very, very special guest on the line right now, and we're just going to get into a quick chat with him. Immediately. How are you doing, Sean Ryder?
Hello.
You all right?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, very, very, very well. All the better for speaking to you, sir.
All right.
It's a very happy Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Are you flirting?
See what I did there?
Are you flirting?
Who, me?
No, Michael. I'm flirting with you.
I'm gushing. You're an absolute legend, mate. So it's a real pleasure to speak to you. But tell us why, after 20 years, you've blessed us with some new music via your new outfit, Black Grape.
Well, it was 20 years when 20 years since the last Black Grape album, and I decided to do another one because it had been 20 years.
Right, that's a good enough reason.
Fair play.
That's a good enough reason. Very interesting song titles. My favourite being Whiskey, Wine and Ham.
Oh, yeah. That's what we was actually living on.
Strong. Isn't that what we all live on?
You've also got a song which is a teaser track, Everything You Know Is Wrong, the intro to the album.
Yeah, intro, yeah. I won't call it a track. It's just an intro.
Where you voice a strong statement about Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's a bit of a fool, isn't he?
He is a bit of a fool. There are stronger words you are allowed to use on FUBAR, by the way.
I've just been told that, but I'm not going to say he's a bit of a cunt on radio, am I?
Nah, of course you're not. So what are the plans for this album? Are we going to see some live dates?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing a couple this year, but it really was about putting the album out. So next year, 2018, it's all about Black Grape, so we'll be touring everywhere.
Absolutely. And a London date, hopefully?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And is that from sort of, are you talking about this year, or is it going to be closer to sort of next year, do you reckon?
No, it will be. We're going to start, I mean, because at the end of this year, I've got a Mondays tour. We've been doing a few sort of Black Grape shows over the summer, but then 2018 and 19's really put aside for Black Grape.
Brilliant.
So you've got two musical projects running at the same time right now.
Yeah, I have, because I'm sat here doing interviews for the Mondays as well, which sometimes gets really confusing when I've not got an itinerary in front of me, so I don't know what the fuck's going on, really.
Do you know what, speaking of the Mondays, I want an answer from, like, the horse's mouth, so to speak. Well, not necessarily the horse's mouth, but just someone very close to the person. Is the story about Bez and Julia Roberts true?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
That's amazing.
What's the story? I don't know the story.
Would you care to enlighten us, or should I tell
you? Basically, we was in the Viper Rooms years ago. I mean, it was when Julia just had her sort of first big hit movie, which was...
Pretty Woman,
that's it. And she fancied Bez. And Bez didn't have a clue who she was, because he hadn't seen the movie. And... she really sort of, I mean, he was a good-looking kid back in the day, and she fancied him.
Did she have any chat-up lines for Bez? How did she flirt with him?
She sent over a reminder, I think. He was called Evil. And she sent him over and got him over to go and speak.
But did sparks fly? Did nothing ever happen? Did nothing ever come of it?
No, I don't think anything happened, no.
No,
he was too cocked up.
And how did he feel when he found out it was Julia Roberts? Was he a bit...
Well, he actually came over and asked me who she is, so I had to sort of fill him in who she was.
And whatever happened to her? No.
To do, I know,
Oscars,
yeah.
Oscars and everything.
Brilliant. Well, we do very much look forward to the album, Pop Voodoo, which is out on the 4th of August.
Now? minute?
Yeah, the 4th.
Jesus Christ, yeah. It's been out since the 4th of August. My bad, sorry. I keep thinking
that actually
it's
came
still
out the 12th. April.
12th.
It,
okay,
it got so a bit late back, than that. So it came out on the 12th of August, or was it the 7th? But it wasn't the 4th. They put it back for a week.
It's out now.
I still think it's January, mate, yeah. So. I'm actually coming on tour with you, the Happy Mondays tour with you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But thanks so much, honestly, Sean, for chatting to us. And
it's a pleasure.
I hope the rest of your interviews are as magical as this one. We're going to get into I Wanna Be Like You from the album Pop Voodoo. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us, Sean?
Yeah, this is I Wanna Be Like You from Pop Voodoo.
Yes.
By Black Green.
I Wanna Be Like You by Black Grape. We just spoke to the legendary Sean Ryder, and also I was going to try and debunk a myth about Bez and Julia Roberts. Turns out it was true.
I'd never heard that before, but that's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean told us about the time Bez met Julia Roberts in the Viper Room just after she'd filmed Pretty Woman, which is probably still her biggest film.
Oh no, maybe Erin Brockovich. That's what she got. She got the Oscar Pretty for that Woman.
Yeah, but how many? If you go down the street and go, yeah, Julia Roberts, name a film. No one's gonna go Erin Brockovich.
Julia Roberts was in Pretty Woman, but that film you've just said, never even heard of it.
It surprised me.
Erin Brockovich sounds like a supply teacher.
Yeah, it does.
Miss Brockovich is going to be taking the class today. Hi, but yeah, you can call me Erin. Oh, you're so nice, Miss Brockovich.
Well, yeah.
You know, she'd butcher your name and then write a list of the misbehaved pupils.
They've talked about Pretty Woman, they said that that film was of that time that wouldn't be made now because it wasn't glorifying prostitution, but she'd get to go with Richard Gere. Like they've said, that film could not be made now.
That film's been made now. It's Cardi B and Offset. It's been made in real life.
It's like a Cinderella story for Pretty Woman, isn't it? Like, she meets Richard Gere. Yeah. He spends lots of money on her. It all goes good at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very nice story, but she just happens to be a prostitute. So, when you think about it, she is a prostitute.
But she's such a good one, though. Good at being a prostitute, but she's a lovely woman.
Is there anything wrong with being a prostitute?
I don't think so.
I mean, it depends what kind of prostitution you're doing.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what kind of different ones are there?
Well, like, if you work in a brothel,
right?
And
she had a pimp, though.
Like, brothels have like the what's the woman called?
The madame.
The madam. Yeah, and she's essentially a pimp.
Yeah. Do you ever watch? Have you ever seen Seinfeld?
A few episodes.
So yeah. George Costanza in it from Seinfeld. He's in Pretty Woman. He's the bad guy in it. That slaps her. I didn't know that. So I love Seinfeld. I didn't realise it was him at the time.
Yeah.
So.
That film's amazing. Yeah. I might watch it again.
Dirty Dancing.
Speaking of sex, should we get into a problem?
Yeah, I think we should.
My life. No. So we have a hump.
Okay.
Should we get into one?
Yeah.
This one's from Laura. She says, I've been having piano lessons for a while now, and before long, my teacher practically serenaded me with his piano skills. I'm now going over just to stare at my piano teacher, hoping he will ravish me. I honestly don't know how it all started, but I pay him £20 every other Thursday for virtual sex in his music room. I've started to feel guilty.
Well, if you're looking for virtual sex, earlier on in the show, we were talking about Tori Black.
Yeah.
And she's just become an avatar who is at your disposal.
So she's having virtual sex through his fingers on the piano.
I don't know if someone's got them kind of finger skills and you see how he's working them.
That's true.
It might make your toes curl.
If it works for her and it works for the guy, then...
I imagine he's playing sweet music. His fingers are just flowing like liquid. You know, I bet he's sexy. I bet he pops a few buttons. Oh, a bit of chest here and a bit of... Ooh.
That fast piano playing is quite, like, that's quite hot. Yeah. They play it really... Don't even see the fingers move.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And if you sit on the piano, you can get the vibrations of the hammers as he's playing.
I think I'm going to give him £20 in a minute.
Who's this guy? I want to go and see this teacher myself.
So what's her problem?
She feels guilty because basically she's not going there to, like, learn piano. She's going there to have, like, watch his fingers.
Well, as long as he's getting paid, he gives a fuck.
Cool, but imagine to Natalie, I've been having skiing lessons because the teacher's really hot, and every time she's doing that with the skis, I'm getting an erection. I'm loving it, so I'm paying her £20. Just you'd go, you're a pervert. What's wrong with you?
I probably would. Yeah,
yeah. So why is this any different?
It's classier, isn't it? It's piano lessons.
Exactly.
Also, I have to say, £20 seems quite cheap for
skiing.
For that, doesn't it?
Skiing's a classy. You ever been skiing?
No, it's not for me.
Hand jobs, Reese, aren't. That's the thing.
Hand jobs are very classy.
That's true.
Especially if you've, like, you know, put a glove on.
Well, in fact, they're called old fashions, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, the word hand job isn't posh.
A wristy. That's not very posh either.
Hand job's posh than wristy.
Yeah, definitely.
I've never.
A hand job sounds like, you know, it sounds nothing like sex.
Hmm.
So that's why it's a very classy thing.
I'm sure this piano teacher may have a suspicion. If she's having lessons now, clearly she's not coming on at all because she's just watching his fingers. She's obviously not progressing and he's still taking the £20. He's like, obviously, this is just a nice hot hour for
He probably knows.
Just bang it on him, see if he's interested. Yeah. If not, stop having your lessons.
Yeah.
Because he'd be too embarrassed to anyway if he turns you down. Perfect. You save £20.
Yeah, but this might make it sexier because what if she actually wants him to do something else with his fingers with her and he's terrible at doing that? Might just be good with his fingers on a piano.
I'd just say pretend this is an E minor and just strum it away. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So I don't think we've got any problem with what Laura's up to. It's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as he doesn't go, hold on, it's getting a bit weird now, Laura.
But is she learning absolutely nothing, though? Has she said that? Or have you just assumed that?
She just doesn't really mention her own stuff. She's saying she's just going to stare at her piano teacher, hoping he'll ravish her. So she hasn't mentioned how she's coming on with her piano technique.
Well, if he's a teacher worth his salt, then he'll actually be checking that she's learning shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And if he's not checking, then maybe he knows what the game is.
Not much of a teacher.
No, but maybe he knows what the game is. He's into it.
Yeah, maybe he's not even a teacher. He's just advertising his fingering skills.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that could be a special kind of virtual reality porn thing, or just porn really. Could be someone just playing piano.
Should have been a guitar teacher. If I wanted to people know how good I am at fingering them, I would be a, I'd play everything without a pick. Get me? Just I'd be like Newman Faulkner.
Does he play without a pick?
I think he's a fucking boss guitar player, Newman Faulkner. Okay. He is a boss guitar player.
I'd be like Van Halen.
Right.
What does that mean?
You know, he used to do finger tapping on the guitar, which was like...
Yeah, Newton Faulkner does all that as well.
No, but just on the neck, of the guitar.
Okay.
You don't pluck the strings, you tap each individual note as you go along.
Okay, or do it Hendrix style. He played it with his mouth, he played it behind his head.
That's new territory, new territory.
You're not going to catch Michael playing it with his mouth.
Yeah. I'm a cunning linguist. That's as far as I go.
Right,
cunning linguistics.
Could you play with it with your eyes closed behind, like from behind?
I've played with it with my eyes closed from behind a few times.
Could you do
I reckon
that,
I probably have as well.
Okay, well that's fine. That's the Hendrix technique.
Can we coin that?
Yeah.
The Hendrix technique.
Yeah, I think so. Could you play it with your eyes closed above your head, lifted above your head?
If I had to, I could.
Well, there we go.
In front of 80,000 people.
No. No, I couldn't. No.
Well, that's good. Well, that's Laura sorted out. So that's. I think she's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, bang it on his toes. If he wants to have sex with you, you have sex. If not, you save 20 quid.
Yep. Job done.
Absolutely. Should we get into one of our the worldwide sort of problems?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so a female Undertaker has taken the top prize for being the best-dressed corpse at a funeral exhibition in Japan. Reno Terai... A 23-year-old Undertaker defeated three other finalists in the contest on the ancient art of dressing the dead on Thursday. The Tokyo event, which is based on the Japanese ethnic religion of Shinto, celebrates the art of purifying souls by making the bodies of the deceased look beautiful. There are about 2,000 Undertakers whose expertise is in dressing the deceased, but their skills vary a lot. I wanted this competition to be a way to spur Undertakers to improve their skills. In the finals round of the contest, the participants worked on volunteers as funeral music played in the background. I practiced every day to prepare for this competition, Terai said after winning the competition. I took videos and made improvements by asking myself, does this look beautiful? Am I treating the deceased kindly?
So it's
There's
like
some weird stories today, aren't we?
Yeah.
So I mean, we're reading some weird stories. I don't understand what advice we can give these people.
Well, it's like, so that job is like a stylist for the dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Is there a market? Well, you've spent some time in
with the
Japan.
Dead.
Yeah.
Oh right, yeah.
What? In Japan?
No, yeah, yeah. I have spent a lot of time in Japan, and I did see a dead body in Japan.
Did you dress it up?
No, I took selfies with it by accident.
You need to explain that.
So me and a mutual friend of mine in Justin, Ben Smord, and another model called Justin Sterling were all out in. Oh no, it wasn't. It was Josh Tuckley. Doesn't really matter. You don't know him. We were all out in Japan modelling. And we had come back from a night out or castings. We'd come back from a night out. So it was about 6-7 in the morning. The sun was just coming up. And in Japan, a lot of people will sleep in the streets outside of their place of work.
Why?
So you'll see, because they'll finish so late and start so early. And being, if you're not like 15 minutes early, you're late there. And then when you're late, you can, they're so strict work-wise out there, you can lose your job for that. And they'll cut your pay, and then
that's a very good rule.
And then you bring, and then they make you. They'll tell you that you bring shame on your family. Once you bring shame on your family,
you do. If you're late, you do bring shame on your family.
Exactly,
your colleagues.
Exactly.
Everybody. Yep.
So what they do, they'll sleep outside of their office, and you'll see people, you know, full suit, tucked in, tied up, briefcase, fast asleep on a wall outside of a building.
Oh.
So anyway, I lived on a place called Love Hotel Hill, and I was walking up there, and it's quite. There's quite a few little, not on the actual hill itself, just off the side streets, there's quite a few little shops. And there's a guy asleep outside one of them. He had his backpack on and he was lay on his face, and he was outside, but in the road, but just to the side, lay on his face. And anyway, so we were like, oh, this is hilarious. He's asleep here. We'll take photos with him. So we're all like passing our phones, getting photos with him and rah, rah. And there's a few bystanders watching and looking at us funny. But anyway, we're getting these photos, and the next thing, an ambulance comes, and we're like, oh, shit. And then, you know, they cover him up, and they take him away, and we were like, wow.
Oh, God.
Awkward.
Did you delete those photographs?
Yes.
You sure? Yeah.
That's
incredible. We saw a guy recently, I was walking down Oxford Street the other night, and there was a guy face down. Like, he looked like he was wearing some sort of uniform.
He looked like he was in a Tesco uniform.
Yeah, either Tesco or the London Underground uniform. He was definitely wearing trousers and a short sleeve shirt tucked in.
Yeah.
Just lying face down on Oxford Street.
Was it
Oxford Street?
Yeah, it was. And this was like a big ass man. He should have known better. Yeah.
Was he moving?
He was when Reese asked him if he needed any assistance.
Okay,
he just went. He didn't even move. He just went, no, I'm fine. Reese went, do you need any help? All you heard was, no.
Oh.
His face was fully just pressed against the floor.
It was. But he had his shirt tucked in, he was neat as fuck, this guy.
Just,
he was about 50 years old. Yeah. He was a big fella, and he just lay flat on his face.
Down.
Like, you're right.
Oh, God. In Japan, if they work late, and it's not like worth going home. And I guess the bosses know this. That's a bit harsh not to have some sort of bed or something in the office. They can't just kip there for a bit.
Everything's really expensive. So for like one square metre of land is £20,000 in Tokyo. So
right.
Can't really do anything. So your only other option is to go to one of the sleeping pods. And it's literally just a pod that's probably the size of your body. Have you ever seen them, those graveyards where they have like the bodies in the wall? And you slide them in there on like a drawer.
No, that's not in a graveyard, is it?
But they're in like certain.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're in cemeteries.
You have a pull-out grave.
No, it's not a pull-out thing.
But essentially, it's like you're encased in a wall, so they'll put you in your coffin and then slide you in on like a thing.
It out.
No. It's not a drawer. It's not like in the morgue.
That's what I thought. You can't just go there and check
on. And let's say it's more like a morgue. There's like beds in the wall like that, and you just sleep, and it's just you can't sit up or anything. It's just long enough for your body. A couple of plug sockets, so you can charge your phone. A lot of people
Sorry, I thought we were still talking about these graves.
No. In Japan, they have these sleeping pods, and they're just walls of individual beds that are just big enough for you to lie down flat in.
Like a hostel, you mean?
No. This is like a wall.
But on the street?
No.
I don't know where it is. In the work.
Yeah.
No, you know
what a pod is, right?
Yeah,
now.
But I'm trying to work out where it is.
They're like hotels.
Right, they are like a hotel, hostel.
Kind of, but you go in and there's just hundreds and hundreds of beds in a wall.
It's
horrible.
Basically human drawers.
But if you go to a toilet in the middle of the night, you come back in, you'll be like, well, can't remember where I'm staying, I can't remember which pod I'm in. What do? Do I wear a nappy?
You'd probably have a number. I assume they don't just go, I don't think anyone's in that one.
Yeah, you'd have a number.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. Do you know what it's like if you come back? It'd be dark. You'd be climbing
and
into...
And the toilets there are... Actually, no, in Japan, they're more like high-tech, but I imagine because they have, like, you can play, like, bird sounds and music and they spray your bum and with water and...
Sounds nice.
Yeah, you can turn the pressure up. Don't go too high because that pressure fucking goes up, I'll tell you.
Oh.
It goes up somewhere you don't want it to. Anyway, but a lot... quite a few toilets out there are just that hole in the ground that you have to squat over, and it has like 2 feet bits that you put your feet in, then you just like pop a squat. And it's a proper way to use a toilet. It's actually better for your body to do that.
Yeah, I see some signs and stuff on some toilet seats that give you the correct posture. I'm like, look, listen.
Just sit down.
I'm just going to lean on one knee on my phone, like the thinking man statue. That's my posture when it comes to sitting on the toilet. I look like the thinking man.
Have you used Harley's toilet?
No, I've never used any other toilet for a number two apart from my own.
Really?
No.
Harley's got a footstool, so you can just slide it out when you.
He has actually. Yeah,
you can bang your feet up and it's well comfort.
Yeah. You're meant to have your knees slightly raised, aren't you?
Yeah. And you know what they're like in that house?
I don't actually.
Yeah, they're the kind of people to have a stool that would help you poo easier.
That's true.
Good for you.
Stool to help your stool.
Yeah.
They're all about the good bowel movements.
Oh well, yeah. For anything that helps, that's nice. Okay, well. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Two of our stranger stories we've been talking about.
I don't know how we got there from corpses to the correct way to poo, but we did it, guys. Well done.
Both fucking strange, so.
Well, congratulations to Reno for taking that top prize for best dressed.
Also, should you be making competitions out of stuff like that?
No, maybe not a competition. There is an award ceremony, though, because Abby drew my attention to it yesterday, which is the British Funeral Awards. And one of the thing is like the most best alternative hearse, the Undertaker of the Year. They have lots of awards like this. So they do have awards for funerals.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. Do they have dress rehearsals? I'll take that one.
They do have a celebrity appearance, and I was thinking, was that like going to be dead or alive?
It's true, yeah. Bob Marley this year, guys. Bob Marley. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Marley.
It could be less, so much to choose from.
Yeah.
So that would be...
The Queen Mother, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the Queen Mother.
Well, and it could just be then we've got like last year. Was
sitting in a royal box.
Just waving.
Yeah.
Just around.
Literally just sitting in a royal box, a coffin.
I've always thought about that. I was actually thinking about this recently. I can't make it happen, but it'd be a one day thing of just having a festival next year, just of holograms of dead celebrities.
That would be incredible.
Do you not think that would work? There's so many to choose from now.
Ooh. Do you know what I might do is save like the £150 to £200 on a ticket and just watch YouTube videos of the same dead celebrities in the same quality.
Be on stage, like the Tupac one went so well.
I just invite my mates around and we'll just have a little shubs in my house listening to Tupac.
It is called
Good Funeral Awards.
Yeah, that's it.
And they've been going since 2012.
There's people die every year. It's never going to end, the Good Funeral Awards.
I reckon they've been going since 2012 because 2012 was the year people thought the world was going to end. So someone thought, I'll tell you what would be fucking funny, mate.
It says here the ceremony is a bridge between the general public and the much understood funeral industry. I thought it said the ceremony is under a bridge when I first
heard it. What is it described as? The UK's. Oh, what is the tagline on the website? Because it made me halal. It was.
The Good Funeral Awards.
The Oscars.
They're dead good.
Oh, no, it's called the Oscars of the funeral trade. That's the tagline.
I know why. Because everyone's white. You know when you... I'm sorry. Corpses, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Mr. James.
Yeah, do you get it now?
Yeah.
It was one of those ones that could go over your head.
It's easy work. It's easy work. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Came looking like a ganja farmer. Your daddy better hide his daughter. Shake her bunda just like a torta. Splash the bunda with holy water. Liquor spice for the winter season. Your chicken is a liquor season. Yeah. Did you see what he did? The black Benz turned white and they can't believe it. Make him repeat it. That's some new shit. They've never seen it. You should feel it. Meet and greet it. I'll be a genius if I didn't think with my penis. Get them thinking I'm awesome. Man, them approach with caution. True say we came with the bun, some but true say we came for the bun. That's some brown thing that I could put my paws on. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Came smelling like I robbed the 9 bar. Looking for the baddest diva. Oh, love, let me analyze her. Body looking like a hypnotizer. Come, let me try some, so you can climb on. Oh, you're a shy one, who you tryna hide from? Baby, jump in a black ride and put your friend in a white one. I'm a Benzo addict, pulled up in traffic. Me and my friends switch cars and it look like magic. They never seen such a skinny man in a big buffer jacket. That's unfamiliar. Came looking like a bodybuilder. Out here it's windy and I don't you wonder I'm into you now. Don't you wanna see the interior? Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, I came with my bones, and my niggas wanna try some. Did you see what I done? Came in the black Benz, left in the white one. I'm just a hoodlum, my game with the bones, and my niggas wanna try some.
Radio presents
Access All Areas.
So I've got lovely Alex back in the studio.
Does it help if you need to go for a wee and hold it and do you get more pleasure?
If you squeeze your vaginal muscles in the same way that you would if you were trying to hold on and needed a wee, then it can strengthen the muscles inside your vagina. If you're having sex with a partner with a penis, you can give him a little internal squidge, like a vaginal hug. By tightening your foof muscles in that way.
Seriously?
So yeah, do your Kegels.
I might do one of those later.
Every Thursday,
Access All Areas
from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Right, we're back.
And my headphones have gone funny again. No, they're fine. They're fine. They're fine. Have we got our next guest on the line?
We have. He's here.
Aye. All right. Well, we're very, very, very honoured to be speaking to our next guest. He's just about to release his sixth studio album. Friend of mine, actually. And he's a bit of a legend, really. You there, Newton?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Mr. Newton Faulkner. We were talking about guitarists and stuff, and I was letting my co-presenters know exactly how great you are on the guitar.
I have been practicing.
Have you? You wouldn't be able to tell. So the sixth album.
Yeah, and I think first album's 10th anniversary as well.
Wow.
It was only like a few weeks ago, so that was a mad one for me. I was just immensely confused.
Yeah, six albums in 10 years. That's no mean feat at all.
It's not too bad. No, I've had a good run.
Yeah.
Plus I've been on the road for most of it.
For most of it, absolutely, yeah. So then you're going back on the road this December.
Yeah, I think it's the longest tour I've ever done. It's a 32-day tour.
Incredible. 35, in fact.
Is it 30 for 10 times?
It is, yeah.
I was worried about 32. But that should be wicked. I'm really... This album I kind of wrote to be played live and to be played just solo live as well.
Yeah.
So instead of working backwards, which I have done a few times, which is make a record that I think works as a record and then try and recreate it live, I've made something that started live and then kind of built a record around it. So I've basically tried it from starting from the other end.
Yeah.
And it's been so much easier. Just to go out and play, because I've been doing like radio stuff as well, and it's so easy because it's just made to be played like that.
Yeah.
Whereas with some of the other albums, especially with the last one in particular, stuff like Up, Up and Away was so heavily produced and complicated and layered, and I kind of forgot how my life worked until I was like kicked out at 5 o'clock in the morning and told, okay, play the song that you've literally never played before in your life ever.
Fair.
And do it now. And also, it's really important.
Mm.
So don't fuck it up.
And Hand Built by Robots, the debut album, which you said celebrates its 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
It's gone double platinum. And you're no stranger to sort of chart success. But then you also have just... When did you finish? Because you were in a musical.
I was, yeah. That was
a
Green
Day musical.
I threw it myself. Yeah, I was playing Johnny, the Californian heroin addict, for 7 months.
Yeah, how was that? How did you find? Was that obviously it was? It must have been super different to being Newton Faulkner, but
man, it's like being
different?
Polar opposite.
Yeah,
it's pretty like kind of diametrically opposing.
You didn't have to do any method acting, did you?
No, I did lose. I lost about 3 stone.
Right.
Partly just through fear, because I was in my pants the whole show.
Okay.
Much.
American pants or British pants? What sort of pants are we talking?
Like all American pants. Oh no, like
underwear. Right.
With underwear.
Mm.
Yeah, so pretty revealing physically.
Yeah.
So I lost a huge amount of weight doing it, just mainly because I just didn't want to look like a fat bastard in my pants, which I think is a logical fear. And some of the rooms, like it toured as well, so it went around the country.
Mm.
And some of the theatres are really small, and being like in your pants in a big theatre. It's kind of all right because people are quite far away.
Yeah,
but being in your pants in a small theatre is
poking people in the eye.
On so many levels,
poking people in the eye in the front row.
Yeah, literally.
See that?
It was so not okay. I massively underestimated how terrifying that would be. And then when it came to doing Glastonbury afterwards, I mentioned that it was quite weird to be on stage fully dressed because I spent a lot of time in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realise is that everyone would then start shouting, get in your pants? And because I'd been doing it so long, I was like, okay, fair enough. So I played the other stage at Glastonbury also in my pants.
Oh, brilliant. Did you feel better for it? Yes.
I did. I mean, it was quite hot anyway.
Yeah.
So it was refreshing, to say the very least.
So the album is out on the 1st of September.
Which is like the day after tomorrow?
Pretty much, yeah, Friday.
Unpleasantly close now. It is terrifying. It's the first independent release off. I've started my own label.
Mm-hmm. Battenberg.
I'm kind of... Yeah, Battenberg Records.
Please tell me the icon is a cake. Please tell me the logo is a cake.
It's a cake and a record. It's actually really well designed. It's the same guy that did the cover for this album. I love the stuff he's done. There's a music video that he's done as well, kind of animated stuff. But his kind of graphics work is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to play one of the songs from the album right now. We're actually going to play Fingertips.
Oh, good job.
I think it's the song that best sums you up.
I don't know if any one song can sign. I do so many weird things these days.
No, but you're a don with your fingertips, though. Do you know what I mean?
But actually, yeah. Now, playing wise, oh my god! But this track, in fact, to be honest, this album is all about the vocals.
Mm.
It's. Well, I'm trying to think of the best way of saying it. I can't call it singy because that's okay. I said it on stage before. I was like, "This is a particularly singy song." This one, and people were like, "What are you talking about? You mental person!"
I'm doing something very revolutionary on this song. I'm singing, but I'm
singing, but
it.
Like proper, like all out, really singy,
yeah,
really singing.
Well,
but it is like it's really vocally driven, and less fingertips driven, bizarrely.
Would you do us the honour of introducing it?
Cool. I'm Newton Faulkner, and this is Fingertips.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, sir.
No problem, mate.
Running red lights like it's a game. I'm in trouble. Reach out to me. Make no mistake, I'm only sane when you say my name. Bringing in glory, and I'll try
was Fingertips by Newton Faulkner, and he's absolutely right. He really went in on the vocals.
Good remix, that one.
There was just some sound effects.
Apologies for the technical hitch that I don't know what it sounded like.
Kraftwerk is what it sounded like.
Yeah, it sounded like a Kraftwerk remix at points.
You should have just said that wasn't on our side, it's on your side.
No,
it's
not.
Your speakers.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was your speakers.
You snitched, though.
What?
You snitched on the song.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's your fault.
You just like dropped the.
Such a fucking idiot.
He dropped little snitching breadcrumbs, and then when we finally just kind of. It came with a coup de grace. He was
I just said a good remix. That's all I said.
But you still dry
and then you lot went and snitched, and then I just had to put it
around. I said Kraftwerk had remixed it. I could have got away with that.
Don't even know who they are.
Well, you should expand your mind. The Kraftwerk are good, you know, aren't they?
Kraftwerk are amazing.
The Model. They've got the song called The Model, yeah.
Probably about me, yeah.
It's so influential, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even Coldplay have bitten their riffs and stuff.
Mm. So get into Coldplay.
I'm a huge Coldplay fan myself.
Are you?
No. But I do like one Coldplay.
You are, but you just don't know it.
No, I like one Coldplay song. And I know a lot of Coldplay.
Let me guess. What? Yellow.
No.
That's too early. Too early for him, I reckon.
Clocks.
No.
Is it later than that? Fix You.
The one with Rihanna.
Yeah, Fix You.
Oh,
Fix You's
a big tune. That's my least favourite one, I think.
Is it? Do you know why?
Are you even human? Do you have a soul if Fix You's your least favourite Coldplay song?
I'll tell you why it's my favourite Coldplay song. Because it reminds me of a point in my life where I was having a really good time, and we'd go to Forest every weekend, and my mate's dad would play that in the car on the way to the game, and it just reminds me of that point in my life when I was young. It had just come out at the time. So
were Nottingham Forest struggling in the league at the time, is that why?
Yeah, they were. They'd been relegated.
You try and you don't succeed. When you get relegated from the Premier League. Stuck in River. I can't go out that. Lights will guide you home.
He sings that whole thing in fucking falsetto.
Do you think there's any way to sing that high with eyes open? Because I noticed you both closed your eyes when you sang. Is there any way to do it? Can you do that?
Lights will guide you home. I just look weird. I've got to look like I mean it. So I've got to close my eyes.
You've got to put some hand gestures in it. You've got to take that to the bridge.
Exactly.
So that's the only Coldplay song I really like. And that's about it. And I've heard others.
Do you not like In My Place?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a big rhythm, you know. Do you not like The Scientist?
Oh, yeah, that's a tune. Trouble, that's a good one. No,
I don't like Yellow or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's
called Yellow. I'm going to take you downstairs after the show, and I'm just going to just you know when you whoop me.
I'll beat Coldplay into
you. You know when like you put someone up on the newest rappers.
Yeah.
You show them all the like the best bars. I'm going to show bro these bangers by Coldplay, guys. Have you heard this one? This one's from the first mixtape.
Coldplay's greatest punchlines. Coldplay shit.
Chris Martin's greatest bars.
What we'll do is we'll tie you to a chair, put headphones on, and then you'll have it on repeat forever, really, until you say you like it. So you just have to.
I mean, that sounds like torture.
Well, it kind of is, but
don't they play Coldplay in hospitals when people are in a coma
during your surgery?
It's just when the family are deliberating about whether they want to turn off the life support machine, the doctors play Coldplay, so the family say, "All right, turn off the life support machine." Don't do that to him. Just turn off the life support machine. You don't have to do man dirty. Well, and he's in a coma and that. But
that is a hospital radio song, if ever I've heard it, though.
You
know how there's certain songs and on hospital radio, you're not allowed to play, like Van Halen Jump. You can't play that. You can't play because it's all about suicide. Jump, go ahead and jump in the song. There's like loads of songs that you're not allowed to play.
Bang along. Don't get if the lyrics are about suicide. It's a fucking banger.
Yeah, that is a banger. Just overrule that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of those songs until I was told that. I've listened to it a million times. Didn't know it was about that. Didn't even think of the lyrics being about. I thought it meant jump into a relationship or jump into a new job or something.
Yeah, no, to be perfectly honest, you'd be forgiven for thinking that it wasn't about suicide.
Well, and to be fair, I thought the song Hallelujah was like a love song the first time I ever heard about it. I was like, oh, how romantic.
What is it about?
It's about rape.
Well, I didn't know this. Yeah. Tell me
the
lyrics.
He ties you to the kitchen chair, he breaks your crown and he cuts
this
your hair or something.
The Leonard Cohen version.
And from your lips he draws a hallelujah,
Oh.
It's about... About watching him from his balcony while you're sunbathing on the roof and then breaking into the house and then tying into the kitchen chair.
Because that's the song that like the X Factor winner covered one year.
Yeah, and Alexandra Burke covered
Rufus
it.
Rufus Wainwright's done it, like Jeff Buckley.
That song's about a stalker, about rape.
Oh.
So.
Well, someone also told me, you know, and it is a banger, this song, I still like it. My Sharona. My Sharona. You know that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Sharona. Oh, I know my little pretty one. You all know.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I'm going to see if I can find it.
Who sings it? The Nick, something like that. I heard that. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Okay, let me just see if you know this one. Because it's all about underage, weird relationship.
You must know this one. Even I know it.
This is how babies dance when they first hear music. Oh yeah, I know this.
It's the lyrics when he sings about little pretty one.
Ah. Is it about a young teen? That's like 17 by
wrong relationship, an age.
It's like 17 by Kings of Leon. It even starts, oh, she's only 17. Man goes into a falsetto to talk about the young things.
Ringo Starr once had a song, only because I was researching this recently, had a song called, what is it, You're 16, You're Beautiful, You're Mine. That's not...
Well, I mean, technically legal.
Yeah,
so
it's legal.
Yeah, but no.
It's strange, but it's legal.
Yeah. 16. I don't condone it personally, however the law does, so what can I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you were 16, or, okay, someone you knew... who, let's say, is 35, mm-hmm. or even 25, to be honest, is his girlfriend or her girlfriend, is a boyfriend, is a 16-year-old.
So anyone over the age of 18? Anyone over the age of 18 whose girlfriend's 16?
19. Yeah. 19 at a stretch.
That's the point.
In fact, you know what? I'll give you 21.
Yeah,
if you're 21 and your missus is 16,
I'll give you that.
No, that's fucked.
21.
That's five years different. She could still be in year 11 at 16, blood.
No, she's going to be leaving. She's 16.
Yeah, so what?
I think I'll give you a blight if you're 21 and you're but no way over 21.
18. I think you should only be allowed to have sex with a 16-year-old if you're between 16 and 18.
Sure, yeah.
That's fair. I'll give you a blight if you're 21.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I won't bang you in the face, but I won't be happy about it.
Just be like, you know what? 21 is still young.
Yeah, but not for a 16-year-old.
Yeah, but bro, at 21, I was drawing like 30-odd-year-olds, yeah? So imagine how weird it would be to have sex.
Yeah, but at 21, you were one of the highest paid models in the world, so you did have a bit of an advantage.
Yeah, but also, a 16-year-old child, bro.
Yeah, it kind of is. If you think about it, she's only just become an adult.
Yo, listen.
Can't even go watch
21-year-old males are immature as fuck.
Can't buy a pack of fags. Can't buy alcohol. Can't go watch an 18. Can't even watch porn.
That's why she's got a 20-year-old boyfriend that can do that all that shit for her.
What? Yeah, but what? Watch porn? She can't even watch porn.
All right, what if she's 15?
No, because that's illegal.
No. Like, if you're saying, like, okay, so if she's 15 and 11 months and so many days, that's wrong. But as soon as she hits 16, it's all good.
Yeah, age of consent.
No, I
will give you a blight if you're 21 and your missus is 16. What are our producers saying?
We're saying
is it weird if a 21-year-old guy goes out with a 16-year-old girl? I know it is slightly weird.
Slightly, but is it extremely?
It's not extremely weird, mate.
Abby said yes.
Do you think it's extremely? Extremely weird.
Yeah, she's nodding.
Don't get it twisted. I never dated any 16-year-olds when I was 21. Don't get it twisted.
He waited till he was 31.
Yeah, Abby's put very big letters. Yes, yes. She's like, very much, yes, it is weird.
No, she's just orgasming.
I don't even know. At 20, like, okay, Abby's 21. Would you consider going out with a 16-year-old ever?
That's different, though.
Why?
Because,
why?
Because,
why is it
because girls are more mature than guys.
Not
this
at
is
16,
what I'm saying.
At 16,
no one's
bro.
Mature at 16. No one's mature at 16.
So you reckon a 16-year-old girl is as immature as a 16-year-old boy? Is this what you're telling me?
I think the boy might be slightly more immature, but she's definitely. I wasn't mature at 16.
All the 16-year-old girls when I was younger were going after like
me.
Older guys that drove and shit, do you know what I mean? And they were between 18 and 21, do you know what I mean? But like I said, it is slightly weird, but I don't think it's not exactly 40 and 16.
If you're 21 and you're going over 16-year-old, I would suggest that the thing in like you're cool with it, but a lot of people, I feel like you'd keep that quiet. You're not bringing her along to the party. Well, you're not, are you?
Can you?
Exactly. So you're going out with someone you can't even go out with. Where are you going?
Yeah, well, that's the government fucked up with all these age limits, didn't they?
Well,
because they put the age of consent at 16, but then the age, like you were saying, the age to watch porn is 18. How is that you can fuck with, you can't watch people doing what you're doing?
Talking about going out with people.
Oh yeah, do we want
I have a problem myself, and I feel like it's only best to share it with you lot and with one person in particular.
Don't share me out on your problems, bro.
Well, so hold on. Let's get into a bit of
It's Bro Bro with your hosts Michael Payne, Reese Sanders.
It's Reese's.
Okay, now I'm in the frame of mind for you to share your problems.
So this week, so recently, a few months ago, I split up with my girlfriend, and since then, I've, you know, dipped my toe in the dating pool, so to speak. I've been going out with a few girls here and there, and so basically, I went out with a girl on Sunday. I even sacrificed watching the football to go out with this girl.
You like her?
Well, no. I thought I might do.
Where did you meet her?
I met her via an online dating app.
Cool.
It begins with G.
it was Tinder.
Okay, that's
fine. And I don't know if this is a thing, but Tinder is obviously what you use to make fire, right? Tinder is a type of kindling, and then you get a match.
Yeah.
And then obviously spots.
It has something to do with fire. Yeah.
So anyway, match this girl on Tinder. And we met in... Well, first of all, we went to the Skull Head.
Skull Head. It's a pub in our neighbourhood.
Okay, yeah. The Skull Head.
The Skolt. S-C-O-L-T. I think it's a type of bird.
Cheap beer there. £3.50 a pint.
Is that what you led with when you went on the date? I brought you here because it's cheap beer here, £3 a pint.
No. Basically, I'd already took another girl here because...
You didn't tell her that either.
No, so basically, I actually text Justin, before the first time I ever went there, I text Michael, I was like, I'm going out with this girl tonight, tell me somewhere where the cheap drinks are cheap.
I recommended the Skull Head.
Never lead into the date with, I brought you here because it's cheap.
I wasn't taking Michael out, I was allowed to ask it as a friend, I thought I'd ask it, he knows the area.
Sure. Did you want somewhere with cheap alcohol because you were thinking of buying it for her, or just because you needed somewhere with cheap alcohol?
Because whenever I go out on a date, whatever, I drink pints. More time, these women that I go out with, they're like, oh yeah, I'll have like a triple vodka with cranberry juice and I want sparklers in it, and like, and it'd be like £50 a drink, and I'm like, are you fucking
fit? That is a bit weird though, Reese, because if you're on a date, I mean, drink what you want to drink, but it's in a round. Even in a round, can you imagine going for a round, girl, I'll have a triple vodka, please.
Yeah, a lot of always say like, oh, I'll have a double gin and whatever, and I think, well, that's gonna be like £16 in here, and I'm having a £3 pint.
I feel like what you can do is this. I mean, it's up to you if you do it. It's certainly not illegal, but just get him a single. Who's gonna know? It's a I got you a double.
What, you think I've been pulling that trick out for years? Yeah, come on, like, now.
They're not gonna know that, are they? Oh yeah, no, do you know what? I got you a triple, not even a double.
I just said I'd have a glass of lemonade and just dip the straw in the vodka, yeah, and then. They got that, you know, the placebo effect. So anyway, we went to this pub, it's good. Then we went to London Fields, the weather was nice. We sat out in the field, we bought a bottle of wine and a few beers, some food, we sat and we were chatting. And we're getting on really well. It's not my usual type of girl.
In what way?
She was very... she'd had, you know, fake boobs, fake bum, fake lips. I'm not against it in any way. Not normally my type of girl that I would go for.
Sure, but this is your first date, yeah? So have you, at this point, presumably haven't seen the fake bum, fake boobs,
but
fake chin, or whatever.
You could tell. Because, you know, you get two different types. You can get, like, the...
The boobs?
Yeah, you get...
She had two different types of boobs.
Yeah.
She had one black one and one white one.
Well, like, I think they might not be real. But how could you tell she had a fake bum? She was wearing a fake bum, like a plastic one.
One of them Halloween ones, right? It looks like it's had.
Outside of her trousers.
Yeah, you're like, are you wearing a fake bum? She went, how dare you? No, real.
Oh, I am. I must have left it on. Sorry.
Got dressed in the dark today.
Yeah. What else was fake? Boobs, bum, and what?
Lips.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Oh, they were just pouty.
Not just that. They weren't the only fake lips she had, but we'll get into that. Anyway, so...
By the way, a skull isn't a bird.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
The sign's a bird, though, in the pub, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
Okay.
So, anyway, we're chatting on this field, and we decide, you know, it's like first date stuff. We're just chatting about, like, upbringing, where we come from, school, stuff like that. And she's telling me about her life, and she was very honest and open. You know, she grew up with wealthy parents. She grew up, she went to...
You would be then, innit? You would be open and honest if you grew up with wealthy parents.
But no, do you know, like, a lot of the time, I meet, like, a lot of, you know, these, like, wealthy and more
privileged. Yeah, come to Hackney and be like, oh, yeah, no, man, I slummed it.
I didn't go to private school. I went to a comp. Yeah.
And, like... you know, or they seem quite ashamed of the fact that they were, or they don't want to feel like they're rubbing something in. You know what I mean? Like, I had stuff. But she was very, you know, like, very honest, open. She went to a private school, then she went to a boarding school. She went to Oxford University. She...
The clue is there, actually. I went to, you could have just said that. I went to Oxford. Yeah, you got money. That's Oxford or Cambridge, for sure.
And, you know, she's like a big property developer. Her granddad had bought her a £2 million apartment in Belsize Park.
What's her number? Sorry, I'm just like...
Natalie's suddenly a lesbian.
Right, yeah, she sounds great. I don't want a fake bomb.
And do you not?
Well, I mean, I've never seen one, but sure.
Anyway, so we're chatting, and then I tell her about my life. You know, I didn't live in wherever she lived or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with my life. There's never been anything wrong with my life.
Debatable, but...
yeah, I mean, in my opinion...
When people are sick around you, there's something very wrong with your life when you don't look after them.
You know, I might have been in a few fights, and it might have been a bit different, my area, but I didn't grow up any different to knowing it. And I enjoyed it around there. I never once feel that, like... I missed out on anything or did anything. She seemed to. Yeah, she didn't seem to think that I enjoyed life at all.
From and how you talk, because I'd say that you feel, you seem very proud of being from Nottingham, don't you? The way you talk about it and your family.
She wasn't proud of the fact I was from Nottingham. She really. So then, anyway, I told her, you know, I'm currently living in with. I live with four other people.
Shared accommodation.
Yeah, I live with four other people.
Yep, super normal.
Yeah, and it's a relatively big house as well. Yeah, just Michael's been to my house. It's a big house. We don't cross paths with each other, the people that I live with, and when we do, everyone's very friendly. We all get on.
How do you not? Do you have different stairs or something to your own rooms or en suites and things?
No. We have one shared bathroom, but like everyone's.
Different routines.
Yeah,
different
and everyone's like a creative, essentially, in that house. So no one really works like a normal job schedule. Yeah. So one person will go to work at 9 in the morning, someone at 11, someone at 1. So we don't ever... So anyway, I start telling her about how I live in a house share. I've not said anything else about the house share at this point. Just the fact that I live in a house share. And she starts crying.
Broke down in tears.
Yeah. She said, her words were, I couldn't imagine not having enough money to be able to rent my own place or be able to have my own place. Like, how do you do it?
What?
You what?
Well, there's this thing called direct debit. Yeah. This is what this is. You should have taken every like that. So what happens is every month, right, I stay in this place. Mm. The guy who owns it, we set up this agreement.
So she lives on her own in a flat that you say her granddad bought for
her. No, it's not. It ain't no flat.
It's a house.
The roof is so, like, you know, the rich when the roof, the richer you are, the higher your roof
is. Absolutely.
Well, here's a spoiler alert. We know Reese has been to her house later on in the story because you just said you've seen it. So we know.
Very good point. You know Reese couldn't touch the ceiling. So you know that he tried.
Yeah, I did.
He must have been doing some weird sexual. Oh, he was doing the Jimi Hendrix.
He lifted her up.
He was doing the motherfucking Jimi Hendrix. It's come back to haunt you.
So she's crying in a park.
Yeah, right.
Could this be down to the fact she's had, you know, wine and booze and maybe.
At this point, I'd say because we'd had probably one drink at the pub and then we'd gone and we didn't buy a big bottle of wine. Do you know the little ones?
No, I don't acknowledge.
Oh, yeah, it's Natalie. So do you know the bottles you get?
Yeah.
There's actually smaller ones.
But you
get like two servings out
of
them.
That's stupid.
I know. Only get one serving out of a big bottle, so imagine.
You know how they stop selling packets of 10 cigarettes? Those bottles can go as well.
All right, okay, yeah.
No need, is there? Okay, so are you at this point in the park? Are you two like holding hands? You all getting all like...
We've had a little smooch.
Juicy pecky.
Yeah, we've had a couple. She as well was one of them tongue people that I don't like.
Oh, you don't like
the stiff tongue.
Doesn't like tongue.
But it's not, and it stays in your mouth for about 15 seconds and just goes.
Doesn't move. Oh, fuck that.
The static tongue.
Yeah,
what I believe it's called, the static tongue.
Yeah, the static, she's static tongue.
She's trying to download information from your mouth or something.
And you know, like, you need to, like, you know what I mean? Like, my mouth's been open for that long, I'm starting to build up dribble under my tongue and shit.
I just can't. It makes me cringe. I'm a champion lipser, bro, so I don't expect any less.
Yeah. Do you want to do some workshops with people about them through kisses?
I'm genuinely starting to think that I'm not the kisser that I thought I was.
I think that you might be the problem. problem. Because you have a problem every time someone kisses you.
Exactly.
You might be the problem.
Exactly.
What do you do? I've not had the static tongue before, I'm going to be honest, but what do you do when like a lizard?
I just follow the lead.
So you just put your tongue in her mouth. Still.
Just tickle around the tip of it. Reese just does what they do, basically.
Then how do you kiss? If you're always leading off them, then it's not like, maybe it's not them.
That's why I'm so bad at
it. You just do whatever they do.
Reese's lips and technique is like just mainstream music listening, isn't it? It's just like, just do what everyone else does.
No, because I don't like tongue in it, so I try and force no tongue. I try and imply no tongue at all.
You try and push their tongue out of your mouth.
Yeah, like I'll try. Like if
he's rejecting the tongue.
I'll start like closing my mouth around their tongue. And yeah, this is time for this to get out now, isn't it?
The worst.
Makes me feel sick. Tongues are fine in kissing, but actually, like with your lips sucking on a tongue, makes me feel a bit sick.
But do you know if it's like not? I tell you what, yeah. Do you know if like the tongue's like in and out? Do you know like it's like a motion
like
out?
Like
and
sex.
It's
like
yeah. Then that's good. That's some good tonguing.
What are your lips in a snake?
No, I don't mean like.
How's the tongue just get out?
No, that sounds horrible. It's like or something.
Yeah. No, I don't. I can't explain. I know what I mean.
Show us how you like to kiss, please. Tell us what you like to do and show us.
It's hard. You can't do it in thin air.
Yeah.
Because you don't like tongue. You don't like any tongue. Well, you like a bit of tongue, but in and out. It's a bit. I don't understand. And neither do these women you're dating. Clearly.
No, but sometimes, like, do you know what? Yeah, like 60-70% of the time, the kissing's fine. But it's that other 30% that like puts me off in it.
Right,
and bearing in mind, I date. I go out with a lot of girls, so the ratio... they get that too. Oh, they get the dong, sorry. Just kidding. But like, no, I try and put myself out there and kiss as many women as I can before I die. And
great.
That also might be the death of me one day, who knows?
Little sidebar, if you had to give up kissing or sex, what would you do without?
I'd drop kissing out any day.
So I'd drop sex out.
That's what I think.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd literally just lips and then just go home and masturbate furiously.
Right, but kissing is good.
There's no
right?
replacement for lips.
Exactly. And it's this not, is you the can't thing. Have sex without kissing. That's just
weird.
Yeah,
you can. Trust
Wait, what?
You've got to have. Sure, you've got to.
Have you seen Pretty Woman?
Yeah, but that just feels weird.
That's that. Yeah. That's that one.
It works out well for that's her. That one sorted out. All right,
we've had a lip. She's had a cry. Do you know what I mean? I've told her. I was like, no, it's all right. Don't worry. It's fine. Do you know, trying to convince someone else that my life's fine, but then. When you try and convince someone your life's fine, it don't sound fine. If you have to convince someone your life's fine,
you start convincing yourself.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh shit, like maybe, like do you know what? This has happened to me and shit. And then I start thinking maybe my life is pathetic. Like what? So anyway, we start chatting again, and we're like, oh, let's get. She cried numerous times, by the way. I mean, she must have cried about four different times over different things.
It's not weird in the park. If I saw like crying, I assume it's a breakup or something. People looking at you.
So then we went and bought a bottle of vodka. I said, should we get a bottle of vodka in?
Always helps. More alcohol.
I was going to say, let's just get some spirits for this really highly emotional woman.
Let's mix all the drinks here. Go from wine to spirits. Because
from beer to wine to spirits.
Why not?
Of course. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
And so we bought... But she bought a big bottle of vodka, not a little one. Like, she was fully on it.
I feel there were a lot of red flag clues coming up your way that he just ignored them, didn't he?
And the fact... Sorry, I forgot to mention this as well, which I should have done. This woman kept calling me Jack.
instead of Reese.
She didn't know my name.
You still went back to her £2 million house. Gosh.
I know, with a fake boobs, bum and lips. And
it's incredible because I actually have a friend. Well, he's not a friend. I know a guy called Jack whose girlfriend fits that description. It's mad.
What, do you know her name?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it.
Does she buy big bottles of vodka and cry?
I don't know. The first time I met her, she was actually really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But then again, you know, she wasn't in the situation where I was telling her about my living situation. And I didn't upset her, basically.
No.
I didn't tell her how I lived or where I lived. So there was no reason to make her cry.
But with this lady, so she's gone into an offie to buy an enormous bottle of vodka.
She's come back. We're sat on the park again. We start drinking this vodka.
Straight.
No. Meat. We mix it with Diet Coke.
Obviously.
Why don't you just make it a party and tell her to buy gin?
The whiskey's coming up next.
Don't think I didn't ask her to buy gin.
Nice port.
Yeah, that would have been lovely.
Yeah.
Because doesn't gin make women cry?
Yeah. But it sounds like you're going through the dinner of drinks. You'll have a dessert wine.
Do you know what?
End.
Well, it was quite nice. You know, we had two different types of plantain chips. We had the chili ones and we had the normal ones.
Quite the
we had a nice bottle of vodka. We were sat in the park.
I'm not being funny, but I feel like. and this is maybe wrong, but you know, wine in the park, quite classy kind of beer. If you're going into a park and buying a big bottle of vodka, I don't know if that's...
And I normally only drink that in the graveyard.
People drink, yeah, less classy drinks than vodka in parks.
Yeah.
We used to drink like Lambrini.
Oh, no, that's
that shit's
right.
Nicknamed Trampagne.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's all nice. Cherry Lambrini is the best one.
Oh, anyway, so you're going, so we're in the park.
So we're in the park, we have a few vodkas. We've only got probably, you know, a third of this vodka drank at this point. And
what time is it, by the way, at this point, roughly? Trying to get a sense of.
It's, so I met her at about one. So this would have been about. Maybe I met her about two or three, sorry. And then this was about 7 o'clock by this point.
Okay, so you've managed 4 hours with this girl.
This whilst being called Jack.
Yeah, and after she's cried bitterly at your normal living situation, called you Jack.
Yeah,
and kissed you really, really badly.
Do you know what the thing is? Yeah,
you're a saint, mate.
Do you know what the thing is? I lived a privileged life as well. Mm. Like parents together, you know, they spoiled me when they could. Mm. I
went on holidays regularly.
Well, not really, but. that's what it was like. But
what were you doing when she was crying?
I was like, why are you, like, what's going on kind of thing.
Yeah, how do you sympathise with someone that is very, like, unreasonably sympathetic for you? There's nothing wrong with your life. And this woman's weeping bitterly about it. How do you sympathise? What do you fucking say?
And she's saying it's so sad. And I'm like, stop saying it's sad. You make me sound sad. So anyway, she suggests we get an Uber. And we go back
to
her
house. I mean, that's posh as well.
She should have a chauffeur.
Oh, yeah,
to
that's
be fair.
True.
So we walk off because we're sat
that's
in
the name
field.
Of her chauffeur, Uber. There with his cap.
Do you know what, yeah? Do you know what? When we got an Uber, I can't remember what the Uber was to hers, but when she got me an Uber home the next day, she got me an Uber home.
Oh. What? Yeah, but was it an Uber, the luxury one?
Yeah. Yep.
Guan my G.
Okay.
It's worth it then, it's worth it. And I'll take bad kissing and fake everything and being called Jack.
But in your head, you must have been presumably thinking, well, this isn't going to go well. She's crying, she's swinging the book off a
I'm
bench.
I'm thinking she'd invite me back to mine, Nate. So I was thinking, I'll just stick it out to see if I can have sex with her or not. If not, then I'll go home. I'm only on London Fields, I live around the corner. Mm-hmm. Quick 15-minute walk home, fine. Anyway, she's like, let's get an Uber. So I think, yeah, I'll take another couple of hours being called Jack, we'll have sex, and then she can get me the Uber home that I'm looking for. Yeah. Now I'm joking, but I can get back home. So anyway, we walk for about 10 minutes down Broadway Market, and I realise I've left my wallet on London Fields because I'd put it in my shoe, and when I took my shoes up, put my shoes back on, I'd thrown it to one side, put my shoes on, got up, walked off. And I said to her, I was like, fuck, I forgot my wallet. She's like, ring now, this is on Sunday, ring now and cancel your card and I'll just give you some money. And I was like, no, I was like, it's got my license in it, it's got everything in it, I need to go back and fetch it. And she's like, oh no, it's fine, even if I don't ever see you again, it's fine, you don't have to give me the money back, I'll just give you the money. All right, thinking, no, I'm all right, thanks. Mm. I mean, yeah, I'll take your money, but I also want to get back and get my wallet if that's cool too, do you know what I mean? Like, so anyway, we go back, get my wallet, and on the way, she's like, oh, do you need anything from the shop? So I think, yeah, I'll take advantage of this. I was like, yeah, I could do with some food and a pack of fags. She bought me food and a pack of fags.
I would have said, which shop?
In it.
Are you going to Curry's? Because in that case, I'll take a 70-inch screen TV and a new Xbox.
You should have listed the shops you want to.
Like, this is the thing. If someone says, do you want anything from the shop? You've got to find out what fucking shop.
And then go through the shops you'd like her to go to. So I'd like this from here.
You're going
to
drop into Bose?
Yeah. All right, cool. And
going to the Apple shop? Apple store?
Yeah.
So we get in the, so we walk back. She rebooks the Uber. We get in the Uber. We go back to hers. We get into her house. Yeah. As soon as we walk in, I'm looking like, thank you. So, Michael, you've got a lot of shoes in your house. Mm-hmm. So is she. But she's never... So, obviously, you've got a lot of ones that she's never worn. She says she wears them a few times and just throws them away.
I bet you they're Jimmy Choo's and stuff as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. Mad. She wears them a few times, throws them away. Not even like, yeah, give them away or I just put them back into storage or anything. Throw them away. And I was thinking, yo, I'll take them. And I can't even wear a size 6 girl's shoe, but I'll bang some heels on. You know what I mean?
Just to wear some expensive shit.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So I'm back at hers and it's a very, very classy house, whatever. And we
have sex.
Yeah.
So you ended up being a Jack in the Box.
Maybe she could just call your penis Jack and we could do that. Could just work out well, couldn't it? Talks about Jack.
Jack in the Box.
But she did talk to the penis like it was another person. Like, I'm going to... Yeah, anyway. I'm going to brush over that because that's going to get weird. So in, I'm having sex with her, right? Mm. And I, you know what I always say? I come straight away. That's what I always say, yeah. So I'm thinking, don't want to do this, yeah? So I'm going to...
Tantric it up.
Tactical.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you didn't do a tactical.
No. Just tantric it up. So anyway, we're having sex for like half an hour, yeah?
And go on, my G.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm not used to this. I'm usually after ready for 3 minutes and done.
Mm-hmm. She's like, perfect for you.
I'm not used to putting in this much effort.
What she said.
Can you hurry up?
Yeah, but you have.
That's a proud moment.
But what
she said it was
started.
She said it was hurting.
Right, but you've said before you like to see the booty when you're having sex, and she's on top. She's probably is putting a bit of work, isn't
but
she?
Not, she? So
no, these times, remember the booty's come off because she's taken her clothes off.
She's got no booty. She's just got a real booty there. No one that's flat.
Mainly doggy because.
Oh, so you are putting in some work. Hold on, what work's she putting in on doggy?
Fuck all.
She's not even a real bum. She's not even all there.
She's not even taking the ground and pound, you know what I mean? She's got cushion to stop that shit.
There's no way for her to do a reverse doggy with the woman. No, there's just no way. And that's to happen. So, okay, so you are, surprisingly, for once, doing the work. Which is
yeah, so anyway, well, like I say, she had her lips done, she had her boobs done, she had her bum done. We're having sex. She starts bleeding on the bed. That happens, right?
You sure it was
does
blood?
Does happen.
Yeah, and...
Or was it not just like...
And I was like, well, I can't look at blood. It makes me sick. Blood sick. Any like thing like that, it will make me sick. So I see it, and I'm trying to retch, and I can't. And I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, oh no, it's not like that. I got a bonus 2 weeks ago, so I had a vaginoplasty, or whatever it's called. She had a labia, a lips cut off. Right? So here's what happened. She went during her lunch at work to her surgeon, who cut her lips off on her lunch break. And did she eat them after for lunch? I don't know. But
is that not circumcision, though? Female circumcision? I don't understand cutting the lips
Why would you cut your lips off? What's wrong with a good pair of lips?
I've seen that. Have you seen Antichrist, the Lars von Trier?
When she cuts her labia off. Oh, yeah. Doesn't he cut his... She crushes his penis with a log of wood. That's it, yeah.
But then she cuts her fucking labia off.
That was just celebrating their anniversary. It's a nice way of doing it. So she's on a lunch break. Is that a real thing? Having your lips removed and your...
Design a vagina.
But why?
Apparently lips aren't... I always thought, like... A lip was a good thing. I didn't know. Just
there are many
different types of vaginas.
Exactly. Vaginas come in very wonderful shapes and sizes.
But with lips.
Yeah.
Isn't that like part of like a protective thing for the vagina? It's even got a scientific name. Do you know what I mean? It's not like
It's not like a foreskin.
Yeah.
But she's bleeding from the
It's not really a scientific name. Is it a foreskin?
Exactly. I don't even know if a foreskin has a Latin name.
I don't
called a foreskin. Even the Latin people, Romans used to call it
foreskin.
They didn't have one. Get rid of that shit.
But so it's bleeding from the labia lips removal.
I didn't look.
Well, it has to be. Or what else is it bleeding from?
Well, yeah, I'm assuming so, because she told me. So anyway, I still had sex with her again in the morning. But the next morning, we woke up, I had a shower, and I asked her if she had a toothbrush. And she went, and then she came back and went, I didn't have one, so I've boiled mine. And I was like, no, listen, I'll brush my teeth at home again. So I'm about to leave. She books me an Uber. I go outside, the Uber's not there, so I go back and I'm like, oh, can you see how far away it is? And she comes, she's like, oh, it says it's here. She goes outside and walks down the street a bit. The Uber's there. She starts talking to the Uber driver. She leans back so she can see me on the pavement. And she goes, Jack, it's just down here in the middle of the street, bro. And I'm walking down, and then she tries to give me a hug and a kiss. And I'm like, yo, allow it. And I just went, yo, allow it, yeah. And then she was like, oh, I didn't mean to call you Jack. And I was like, what, for about fucking 20 times, innit? Whatever. Walked off. Then the next day she texts me saying, did you find... because when I've got my wallet back, my ID wasn't in it. I don't know, had left it at home. So she messaged saying, is your ID in your thing? And I just said, oh, no, I haven't seen it yet. Hmm. And she was like, oh, I'll have a look around mine. I'll give me 2 secs. And then I'll read out the text message that she sent. So after saying about her finding my ID, she's gone and said, let me find it. Sure, give me 2 secs. And I put, despite the fact that you called me Jack, she put, I literally don't know why I did. That's my ex from ages ago. Oh, I'm so sorry. Your reaction, though, leave it, kiss my teeth. I put, yeah, my name should be the only name in anybody's mouth. Just having a bit of joke. And she put, don't worry, you're the only one that's been in my mouth. Then,
saucy.
Yeah.
Then a few hours later, literally 6 hours later, put, Reese, I think last night ruined things.
You've only just met, though.
I think we should leave it. And I just put, yeah, same. So do I, if I'm honest with you.
Okay, I feel like obviously maybe don't go back there. But I don't know why you... Did you have a look at the vagina, though, with the no lips?
Yeah.
What did it look like?
Like, I've seen vaginas look like that before naturally. Oh, and okay. I mean...
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well...
It makes me queasy.
I'd like to hear more of your dating stories, Reese, because they deliver.
They do, yeah.
So you have to go out on a date every week now, at least one.
I go out on a few a week.
A few a week, right, okay. Well, that's good. We'll keep
I'm
it
active.
Up.
I had the same. Remember that cab driver that I had a couple of weeks ago?
Oh,
the one that was very misogynistic to, well, catcalled a woman that she was walking by while I was sitting in the back of the car. Fucking had him again today.
Really? Oh, did he do it again?
No. He was actually like he was all right today. He tried to reprimand me for I didn't mean for it to come out like this, but like I was sitting in the back of the cab and I was late already to get in the cab. Jumped in and he was like, I've been waiting for ages. And I was like, well, I need to go and change my shoes because the wet weather was just fucking up the shoes I was wearing. So I was like, I need to go home and change my shoes. And he was like, I've been waiting for ages, boss. I was like, I've got money, you know.
Wait.
And then I said that and I just felt really, really bad. Like, I didn't mean for it to sound like I was being some obnoxious rich prick, but I genuinely just meant to him, look, I'll pay the extra.
Yeah.
Type thing. But I thought, you know, it serves you right, you little fucking sexist prick, catcalling women while I'm sitting in your car.
On a more positive note, it's our 100th episode.
No way.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, it's today.
And you chose like...
No, I just appeared on screen
15 minutes before the end of the show.
Abby's just put it on the screen in red, which means it's official. It's serious.
Yeah. We've just broken a century, man.
Birthday.
Congrats to us.
Woo! The Queen will send a telegram for us.
She will indeed. Well, she would just. Thingy's off duty nowadays, isn't it? Prince Philip's retired, so he would probably hand deliver
it.
Yeah,
he'll be popping down.
Well,
there.
Should we get into a song and then do some 100th episode Hump Day help?
Yeah. We've not even played a game, though.
No, we've got
Let's do that.
Lot to do in. Okay, we'll do it after this song.
All right, sick.
I'm not afraid to
I'm well excited.
Why?
Because we're going to play a game.
Oh, yeah. Do you all have pens and papers?
Yeah.
You always give me a fucking broken fucking
Of course
pens.
I've got paper. I've got money, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure, as you know, Friday is a big month. It kicks off Shake Month. On Friday, September the 1st.
What type of shakes are we talking?
Well, this is great. This leads us on to what the game is today. I have 5 clips today of things being shaked. I just need to know what is being shook.
turned into a member of Arabic royalty.
Which shake is it? Which member of the Sheikh royal family? Okay, so
wait. What is it? Shook.
What is being shaken?
What is being shaken?
What's crack-a-lacking?
I'm Welsh, from Abby. Abby, apologising for being Welsh, still won't cut it.
No, that's fine. I said shaked. It wasn't Abby. Abby's apologising for being Welsh. It seems like
shake should be a word, because baked
sounds
is.
Like.
You don't say what is being bacon.
Shaken.
Or what's being booked.
That was
booked
would have been in the past tense. Bacon would be what you're baking it now, it'd be in the present.
No, but say if you say I shook the bottle. Yeah. How come you can't say I booked a cake?
Yeah, exactly.
Or I book a cake.
You see why people learning English is a mad language.
It sounds like patois.
Yeah.
Me a book a cake.
Yeah.
I see.
Anyway, let's play episode 5. So let's play a game of
Shaken. What's being shaked with Michael Payne and Reese Sanders.
Shaken. Do it, y'all.
I mean, obviously, shaked should just be a word. It just makes sense.
Shaked,
anyway,
100%.
Okay, so here is the thing that's being shaked, number one. What is it? Okay.
One more time.
Think about things that could be shook. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore now.
That sounds like... One more time, please.
Okay.
Fuck's
sake. So many
fucking
things.
I don't know.
Okay, here's number 2. Things being shaked.
That wasn't anything being...
Yes, it is. Clearly it's something being shook. Just think about things that you could, in your hand, shake. All of these things can be in your hand. Okay, here is number 3. Okay. This, I will say, on the number 3, I'm looking for a brand name.
I've already done it.
Cool, okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, you just made it... And it buries it. Baited it up.
Well, not necessarily. It could be Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Oh, Midnight in Sun!
For fuck's sake, Natalie. Please never get into a fucking situation where you're being interrogated by it.
Because it could be someone shaking a Kit Kat at you.
Did she just shake it?
Who shakes a Kit Kat?
You're an idiot.
Who's number 4?
That ain't shaking.
That's not shaking. That's
I know what that is.
Oh, actually, this one could. No, I'm not going to give you any clues.
Think like.
One more time, please.
Again, could be a Kit Kat. I don't know. Got something for that?
Nope.
That'd be diva.
Put something. Okay, I can come back to it. But here's number 5.
What? Oh, I know what that is.
Yep, I think you do. I feel good about Reese for this one for some reason. Got something? Do you want me to play any more? Okay, right, here we go. What was number 1? What was being shaken in number 1?
Wait a minute, there's only 5?
Yeah.
I was expecting 6 and 7.
No, 5. What's number 1?
I've got aerosol.
Okay, I'd like to hit. Okay, what did you have?
I just put peas.
I'm afraid it was a cocktail shaker.
Oh,
cocktail.
Yeah, of course it was.
That's what it was. Okay, what did you have for number 2?
I put water.
Yeah, I put a carton of juice.
Yeah, like a bottle of water or something.
I'm afraid it was a snow globe.
Okay.
Shake the snow globe, don't you?
Play again. Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense.
And number 3?
Was it Kit Kat? Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs, yeah. How could you get Just for, is it that?
Because you're so obvious.
That's not why I said that. It's just the first chocolate bar that came to my head.
Yeah, but it just happens to sound exactly like Tic Tac, but reversed.
That's so funny.
You tried to throw us off the scent by saying something that sounded pretty much exactly the same as the thing that we were thinking it was.
I flew with an airline called Brian. Brian's here. It's crazy.
Right, fine, you get a point there. Number four, what was number four?
I didn't get anything for four.
So if I listen.
It sounds like one of them things with the two hands on that.
No, it's actually a booty.
Someone's shaking their... Oh, they're clapping the making the booty clap. No, but that's different.
You said everything can be held in your hand.
You can hold a bum in your hand.
And not shake
it. No,
like,
but it wasn't being... Oh. Like, play that again. Okay. That is... Someone's just making their booty clap.
But you can shake your booty, can't you?
But you don't shake it to make it clap.
You make
it. No, but that's not it. There's not about clapping.
It's definitely a clapping.
I'm shaking my wrists.
She's doing a booty clap. Well, she is shaking it, I suppose.
So finally, what was number five?
Was it one of them toys with the head? It was like a head, and it had like weird things, and you shook it, and it sounded like
Furby.
No, they weren't Furbies.
Furbies didn't.
It was a toy.
There was a toy that you shook. Yeah,
and it sounded like it went like. Yeah.
Okay, it's not that. What have you got?
Exactly the same thing as
Richard.
No, really?
It's one of those.
Have you? Yeah, yeah. When them eating little toys.
No. One of those. It's one of those ones that you hold the shake weight. You know, that hold in your hands and it turns up your arms.
Is that the one that looks like you're giving a hand job?
Yeah. It's one of them. So you both win there with one each. You got Tic Tacs right, which I also helped you with.
You
didn't help us. You confirmed it while trying to throw us off the scent.
Well done, guys.
Thanks.
Everyone's a winner.
Thanks.
What a way to end, and a nice way to end the 100th episode, where you both win and it's some unity.
Yeah. And it's been a great show this week as well. It has. It's been fun.
100 episodes, eh? Who would have funk it?
We're all looking so young and good still.
We do look great. We are the sexiest radio. It's a shame that we don't get to broadcast our faces too through the radio waves. Yeah. Because we
are. It wouldn't be radio, would it?
TV. If you could hear how sexy we looked.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We don't look like a show over 99.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. More of the same. 101 next week.
Exactly. 101, yeah. Let's get some Dalmatians in.
That's true. Well,
I'm a bit of a dog myself, so.
Maybe we could have a Room 101 type show next week and just rant about shit we hate and get rid of.
That you'd like to ban.
Yeah, can we have Donald Trump as a guest?
Oh, yeah, sure. Get onto it.
Get rid of that motherfucker.
Right. He'll be on a golf course.
You could probably tweet him. He'd probably reply.
Oh, yeah. That's true. All right, I'll get onto that for next week.
Put something out you feel good about, like you think that the pay gap should be, you know.
No, we'll just make up a fake Twitter account called Hurricane Harvey and tweet to him through that because he really thinks that he's the man to kind of stop this. He thinks this is going to be his finest hour.
Yeah, he does.
So we could pretend to be and say, look, we're open for negotiations. And
you should come in.
Yeah.
Because he'll be blown away by this show.
Okay, I'll get onto that for next week.
Mm-hmm. Join us next week and we will hopefully have some good guests, good games.
Good game.
Yeah. And you can also just send in your hump day help queries now if you want. Right, and we'll help you out tomorrow. hump@foobarradio.com.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Yo, I'm in the jungle with bears, no Yogi. When I'm not small and this ting like pony. When I'm a big man ting like Hoji. Did it all on my own, nobody showed me. On my own bus, nobody can't hold me. Put in nowhere now, call me phony. Ain't got time to be stiff, you don't nosy. Got kidnapped, so call me bossy. If you want haze, man can lighten up the OZ. See me on the road, don't fit, man, I cozy. Trust me, the life that I live ain't rosy. F the system, they can't control me. From early, they tried to mold me. But I can't escape, yeah, I did a breakthrough. And now I'm reaching my goals. All these, man, what a rave, it's crazy. Fuck up a dog. Stay. Boss. Chat too fast. Say another word then. Boss.
stars. One spot till it gets sent to the past. Two spots till it gets sent to Mars. Time's a pass. LEMC on the task. Stick my dick cause I got a black heart. Bizarre.